We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The city of Berkeley has agreed to pull back on its first-in-the-nation ban on natural gas appliances in new buildings after a U.S. Federal appeals court sided with local restaurant owners. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And, Phil, we heard the restaurant owners were complaining, but what were those complaints?
Well, the complaints were basically this, you know, keep your hands off my gas stoves. And it wasn't just restaurant owners, it was a number of people. But Eric, what we have here is the California Restaurant Association. They took Berkeley to court saying that, you know, that they had overstepped their bounds, that in fact these types of regulations should be done on the federal level. The state and others joined with Berkeley in saying, no, it is going, it should go this way. It went up the Court of Appeals. And then it was just decided that, nope, the Fed rules stand, even though the Biden administration was in favor of the change. But, Eric, it's an interesting thing because we are going over what they call the great transition from gas and to a fully electric. And there's questions about both the legality of some of these proposed bans that we're going into and also the practicality of it as we move on to do furnaces and water heaters.
And there was a provision for grandfathering, I guess. But what about, are there similar laws in many other cities, including several around the Bay Area? What is it going to do that to those laws? It was a Berkeley decision, but do you think others will follow suit?
I think they will, Margie, because it's a legal precedent, and they're gonna have to deal with that. You know, the courts have spoken. Now, the Bay Area Quality Management District, which you know oversees our air quality, and that's a different story because they do have a hefty amount of regulatory power, as we've seen. You know, with them saying, you know, there's days that you can't burn the wood in your fireplace. And now they've moved it on to saying that they want to phase out or eliminate new gas heaters in homes and water heaters in homes over the next couple of years. Now, again, that is to cut back on greenhouse gases, which they say that, you know, water heaters and such contribute largely. But people are saying, hey, wait a minute, if I switch over, if my water heater goes out after this and I got to replace it, I might have to replace, you know, all my upgrade my electricity. This could be a really costly venture. So we're just going to see how this evolves because, these bans or whatever regulations, green gas emissions, are they practical? Do they really have a big effect? And are they legal? We work it through because it's one way or the other. We are in the middle of the big transition. And by the way, our utility bills are going up as well as a result of this. So if you go all electric, you better be ready to pay.
So happy to hear that, Phil. Thank you very much. That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer. I'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.